Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Mem Vav, Baba Basra 46a, pagination is 91. We'll start from the two dots, about 8 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Nischalfu lo kelim bekelim bevesa uman. If a person's article got exchanged in the house of the craftsman, he gave in a coat to be fixed, and the craftsman, it turns out, gave him back a different coat. Or he gave in a pot to be fixed. And the craftsman, it seems, gave him a different person's pot. Hareza yishtamish bohen, he's allowed to use the item. Acheyavo halah, until that other person comes, v'yitol es shalo, and takes the article that is really supposed to be his. The Rashbam explains from the Gemara that develops over here in explanation that the Uman, the craftsman, has different items that he stores. Some of them are for repair and some of them are for sale. Accidentally, apparently, he sold your item. He can't sell your item if you didn't authorize him to sell it, so it's accidental. Until he can get your article back, what he did was, he did a quick switch, and he gave you a different article, the article that he was entitled to sell, and he is entitled to give to you, and therefore, the Uman, the craftsman, is presiding on this exchange, and therefore you're allowed to use this item until finally your item is returned and you'll be able to fix the mistake. However, Bevesa Ovel or Bevesa Mishta, if the exchange occurred in a public area, such as the house of mourning or the house of a chasna, Hareza lo yishtamish b'en, you're not allowed to use the item. Acheyavo halah, until the other person who has your item comes, v'yitol es shalo, he takes his, he gives you back yours, and then you're back in business. But you're not allowed to use the other person's item and just call it an even exchange. You have a case in a shul of a missing raincoat, and you come into the coat room, and the only raincoat that's left is not yours. So you're fairly assured that someone took your raincoat and left their raincoat. Are you allowed to take that raincoat and use it or not? So you're going to have a problem, because it's not a case where there's an uman, a craftsman, presiding on the exchange so that we could say, oh, he purposely gave you that other one because that's the one that was really supposed to be sold and he's entitled, he's in charge, he can give you. That's not what happened. It's comparable to the case of the Beis Avel and the Beis Mishteh, where it's an accidental exchange. And just because he's carrying your raincoat accidentally doesn't give you license to use his. What he's doing is by mistake. You're doing something without permission. Until such time that we would be able to say that the other person for sure knows about the exchange and is mochel, forgives, allows, is miyayish on the exchange until it can be rectified, you're not able to do anything about this. And you're stuck without a raincoat. There's a lonely raincoat sitting there in the coat room, but you can't use it because it's not yours. Asks the Gemara, Maishna Resha, Maishna Sefer, what was the difference between the first part of the statement and the second part? When the Uman presides, you're allowed to use it. And the second part, where is an accidental exchange, you're not allowed to use it. So we've already foreshadowed the answer. Omar Rav, Hava Yasivna Kameh Dechavivi, V'Omar Li. The answer is, V'chi Ein Adam Asi Loma Lu'uman Mechor Li Talisi. Doesn't it sometimes happen that a person tells the craftsman, sell the article for me? And that's why by an uman presiding, it's an exchange, because he's authorized to say, I sold yours, use the one I was supposed to sell until I can do the exchange. Amar Rav Chiya Bereder Rav Nachman Lo Shanu, this only applies, Ella Hu, if the craftsman himself is the one who gave it to you. Aval Ishta Ubanav Lo, but if the mistake was made by his wife or children who were acting for the business and they gave you the wrong one, that doesn't work. You're not allowed to use it. As soon as you realize it's not yours, you can't use it because they didn't have authorization to go ahead and do this. They're not in the know of which items were meant to be sold and accidentally sold the other one. You can't do that whole assumption. And therefore, the working assumption is that they accidentally gave you the wrong raincoat. You're not allowed to use it. V'hunami lo amran, and even the person himself, the uman, this doesn't apply, this great leniency that you're allowed to assume that he purposely gave you the one that was supposed to have been sold. That logic only applies the omale talistam if he tells you, here's a garment. So that a little bit inferred in his wording is, I know it's not yours, but it'll have to do right now, and he's authorized to do that. Aval talischa lo. But if he told you, here is your garment, and then you look at it, and it turns out it's not your garment. So if he said it's your garment, he clearly thought it was, and it was an innocent mistake, and you're not allowed to use the garment. It's only when something in his wording makes it clear that he knew what he was doing, and he was doing it purposely because he felt authorized to do it because it was meant for sale. But over here, Hailav talis didehu, he told you it's your talis, and you realize it's not your talis, you can't use it. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Beis, we indeed have this law codified. Nischalfa lo kelov bevesa avela bevesa mishta. If the articles of clothing got exchanged in a public place, lo yishtamish b'hem, you're not allowed to use them, even though you could conjecture that he's using yours. Hagah, the Rama adds, which apparently was an isayon, kishe yavo bala chayfetz, when the person returns for his item, tzorech liten hachayfetz lebaylov, you have to let him take it. Afal pi sheshalo nevad, even though you have a complaint that you thought that he took yours, if he says he didn't take yours, he's just coming back for his, then you have to let him take it, and you can't start conjecturing, you probably have mine, and I want to hoard this until I get it back or something. Apparently it was an isayon. You can't do that. You're missing a coat. Is there any solution for this situation? Because indeed, especially on a rainy day, and you come, and it really seems clear to you that it was an exchange, and right now you really want to be able to use the other person's raincoat. Are you allowed to? According to simple halacha, as we understand it, you can't. You don't have permission. You're a shoel shelo midas. You don't have permission to use the coat, even if that other person took yours. There is a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Beis, that says, V'haminig, there's a custom, B'mikomos HaGedolim, in big places, places that many people gather there, and they leave, he describes, shoes, that anyway get a lot of wear and tear, and they get dirty. And he says that on these shoes, ein makpidim bedover, they don't care. Umishtamish kol echad bishal chaveru, and they're willing to use each other's item, ad sheyisrau panim umachlifim, until they see each other again and they're able to do the exchange. And it's not considered gezela because that's the minig. One would need to know if there is such a minig, and on what items is there such a minig, but this at least would be an avenue to pursue if we were looking for a solution with this lonely raincoat. If indeed we do say that there's such a minig, which needs a psak, then it would be similar to the concept that we have in Meseches Sukkah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid, that they stored their lulavim together, and a person had a concern that maybe someone else would get his lulav. And on the first day Sukkis, you're not allowed to be yotze, the lulavo shel chaveiro. And therefore the Mishnah records, Melamdim osam lomar, we teach the people to say, komi shemagia lulavi biyado, anybody who ends up getting my lulav, harehu lo b'matono, it should be for him as a gift. I allow him to use it. And like this, if such a mistake would occur, we would be covered. He would be allowed to use it. And if indeed this Aruch HaShulchan statement could be used, at least on certain articles of clothing, this presumably would be the logic that the minig establishes such a permission. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.